This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The president.
The president.
We meet in Cuba.
How about that?
How about that? You know, as you're well aware, when we spoke last time, a little more than a year ago, I asked if you'd be visiting Cuba before the end of your presidency. And you said, let's see how things evolve.
Right.
So why now?
The time is right. Obviously, our intention has always been to get a ball rolling, knowing that change wasn't going to happen overnight. But what we have already seen is the reopening of the embassy. And although we still have significant differences around human rights and individual liberties inside of Cuba, we felt that coming now would maximize our ability to prompt more change.
It's very chic, it's very she-she for leftists to celebrate vicious communist dictators. My father fought in the Cuban Revolution. My father was imprisoned and tortured as a teenager by Batista. And my aunt, my tia Sonia, was imprisoned and tortured by Castro's goons. Now, when President Obama is in Cuba, you know who he's not going to meet? He's not going to meet the dissidents who are being tortured right now by Raul and Fidel Castro, who are being silenced for daring to stand up. He's not going to meet the ladies in white. And so when President Obama is there with Hollywood celebrities and rock musicians drinking mojitos at the embassy, the political prisoners who are languishing are left behind by this president.
Well, wow. Well, you knew that was going to be, some of the... the reaction, and certainly Ted Cruz is, the perfect one to hear it from. You know, we talked with his dad, Rafael, last week, and, you know, his situation was unbelievable. I mean, here he is. He leaves Cuba. He's got I think $100 sewn into his shorts.
Yep.
And comes here to the United States. And, of course, his is an incredible success record and story, in terms of, living the American dream. But the president is there to, open up a historic trip. I mean, our relations with Cuba have been chilled since the early 60s. It's cost the U.S. economy roughly $1.2 billion a year. And, why would the president go now? I guess that's the question. I guess he says the time is right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know what the time is right for. I don't know what that is that he's referring to.
He's looking for a 57 Chevy. I mean, that's, the only place you can get
some really good cigars. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever, but and even on top of that, I mean, why do you take the whole family? I mean, how many people are in his posse?
Yeah. I don't know. I do know that Kerry is over there with him as well, and I heard something about some musicians or somebody, some other group of people going with too, but I didn't actually read who all went.
Well, and Beyonce and Jay-Z already went, and they've got their year's worth of Cuban cigars, so all's good for them. Not going to go, but yeah, I mean, it's just like, what is this, like the last hurrah for the vacation, and of course, it was interesting too, because last week the president said, hey, retired presidents need more money. And I'm thinking, yeah, I mean, the lifestyle in which they've come used to here in the last 8 years, all the travel and taking their family around and stuff like that, they need an increase. I think it's something like, it's over 15%, might be close to 18%.
18% is what it was.
Wow. I mean, that's just to cover their travel, part of their travel cost, I guess, because we're still going to cover some of that, but I don't know that they're going to be able to, justify the whole posse anymore. And maybe that's why everybody went, is they figure, hey, we better do it now because this is going to be the last hurrah here. Pop's getting ready to you know, head out the exit door here, so we better all, you know, cozy in. We'll go together. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com to...
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that style? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. It's Bill Martinez coming at you live 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Want to drop me an email? It comes to me direct. We love hearing from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It is that time for Wayne Allen Root. Yes, the American politician, entrepreneur, TV and radio personality, author, television producer, and political commentator. Wayne Allen Root on Bill Martinez Live. Wayne, how you doing, buddy?
It has been a busy week. You start early, Bill, and they end late. I've done Fox News 3 times in the last week, and all of them at 3 o'clock in the morning West Coast time.
Well,
and now
yeah,
I
have
you at 6 in the morning. So I'm up early for all you guys, I'll tell you.
Hey, I appreciate you getting up early. We're, you know, of course, we're coming to you from the East Coast, so, you know, for us it's 9 o'clock, and I appreciate you getting up early. You know, that's what happens. I mean, you have been the go-to guy when it comes to Donald Trump. And, you know, people love having you on, you know, on their programs, you know, because you've got some added insight. I mean, you got the spirit of Trump all over you, and you kind of understand what's going on. And, you know, and like you said, thank God for Donald Trump. And, you know, people have been saying for a long time the bureaucracy, the Beltway needed to be shaken up. Well, guess what? When you ask for something, you better be careful because sooner or later you may get it.
Well, it's definitely happening. And I've never, you know, look, months ago, I guess it was about 2 or 3 months ago, I said, I've never seen such a vicious response, crazed response, paranoid response, hysterical response in my entire life. And at that point, it was nothing compared to what's happened in the last week. I mean, the response from both the establishment GOP and from the left and from the media, corporate America, it can only be described as hysteria at the prospect of Donald Trump as president. And all of this leads me to believe, and it should lead all of you listening right now to believe, that he's the right guy. Because these are all the people I hate. So if they're this hysterical and they are this upset and they are this agitated, he must be the right guy at the right time.
Well, Donald Trump definitely is exposing, you know, with what he's done, he's exposing them. They're all coming out of the closet and, you know, and showing us their wares. And so you can see them for what they are. And that's up for the voters now to discern, you know, who's on their side, who's not, and who's going to affect the change that people have been saying needed to be happening in the political world for decades now.
And I wrote a new piece that you haven't even seen yet, Bill. It'll be out today at Blaze, which is Glenn Beck's website. Mm-hmm. But you can always find every one of my pieces at my website, rootforamerica.com. So sometime later today, go to rootforamerica.com. It'll be up. And it just asks a really simple question. Can we just, for a minute here, just dream with me, imagine with me, what if white conservatives treated Obama the way that Trump's been treated in the last 2 weeks? I want to know what people would say if white conservatives, and the only reason I bring up white is just because there's this incredible, you know, it seems like this incredible divide in this country, white versus black. And if you had a black president, Barack Obama, and you had white conservatives, you know, charging the podium, if you had white conservatives blocking the road with their cars to his events, if you had white conservatives sending powdered substances to his children's homes, if you had white conservatives shouting him down at his events, trying to prevent him from speaking, wouldn't the first thing you'd hear from the left and the media that we are all racist? This has to be racism, and this is the most disgusting thing they've ever heard. Never would you see the media blame Barack Obama for the people attacking him. But in this case, you have people, organized paid protesters, paid for by George Soros at MoveOn.org, attacking Trump and instigating fights and trying to stop him from speaking and cursing at his people as they walk in the event and blocking the road and chaining themselves to their cars and trying to charge his podium. And somehow the media all over the world is blaming Donald Trump. It's his fault that he's being attacked. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Yeah, it is amazing. And this is with just a scant of information, too, Wayne, that normally you would think, you know, people are smarter than this to get it. But an emotional knee-jerk response, which just only, you know, exposes their discontent and dislike for one Donald Trump. But, you know, what's going to happen is here we are. You know, we're not that far away from Cleveland. And we're going to be nominating somebody. Now, what are we going to do here? We need to get on board here and start, you know, bringing sides together, bring these disparate sides together, not pull them apart. And it seems that the establishment is more content with causing a broader division than unity.
Well, they're showing themselves to be the same as Democrats. There's really no difference between liberal Democrats and the establishment GOP. They're just unbelievable. And I keep arguing with my conservative brethren, there's so many of them that say it's got to be Ted Cruz, it can't be Donald Trump. And I keep saying, don't you get it? When I was a kid, and I don't mean like a little kid, I mean when I was 18 years old, I was going to Columbia University, it was 1980, and the candidate was Ronald Reagan. And I saw the same exact hysterical response from the left and the GOP establishment to Ronald Reagan. So Trump must be the right guy. It's the same way they responded to Reagan as they're responding to Trump, and they don't respond this way to Ted Cruz. There's no response to the left about Ted Cruz. They don't even know he exists. As far as they're concerned, there is no such person. Ted Cruz is a nobody. John Kasich, a nobody. Marco Rubio, a nobody. Mitt Romney, oh, they'd love him to be put in at the convention. He's a nobody. He can't win. He's got a nice personality. He's a gentleman. You know, if only Mitt Romney had tried to be a little bit more edgy versus Obama, versus the way he acted versus Trump the other day, he'd probably be running for re-election as president of the United States right now.
Exactly.
Why do these establishment guys choose to only be edgy and mean and attack, denigrate a Trump? They could have done it against Obama, for God's sakes, 4 years ago, and they chose not to. They can't be our nominees.
Well, and they have to figure out how to do it, too. You know, when you consider what Ronald Reagan did, when things were getting ridiculous, he had that one go-to line that he would go to is, well, there you go again. I mean, and that was enough to kind of poke the guy in the eye and to hold him back a little bit. He didn't have to put a suicide vest on and get down and get dirty. You know, it was just to remind everybody that there was silliness coming your way. And in the case of Marco Rubio, in the case of Chris Christie, they basically put on a suicide vest and blew up their campaigns.
Well, look, this is where you're getting into an area where you do have to blame Trump a little bit. I'm the world's biggest Trump fan. But, you know, Ronald Reagan, you're 100% right, Bill. Ronald Reagan knew how to disarm the left, and no matter how vicious they were, he was basically, you know, he answered back with a little comedy, a little soft shoe routine. He was an actor. He was a comedian. At one point, people forget that Ronald Reagan actually had a one-man show in Las Vegas and it went off the air in a week. So, you know, Ronald Reagan's background really was a little bit of vaudeville and a little bit of comedic training. Donald Trump doesn't really know how to do that. And so instead of disarming them with humor and a little smile and a little sly comment, he comes right at him and punches him in the face. And so, you know, it causes this incredible response that probably makes even the Ronald Reagan response look mild, because at least he, you know, he knew how to do jujitsu and kind of move them out of the way without hitting them. You know,
exactly.
Donald Trump only knows how to take out a gun and shoot you in the head. Or as he puts it, shoot you in the middle of the street on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah,
so,
well,
you know, look,
it's that New York attitude, Wayne. You know that.
New York attitude, I know. Yeah. I love him, but
I know.
It's a fight.
And look, we're talking with Wayne Allyn Root, author of the book Relentless, Now You Know Why. And we've got more from Wayne on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 14 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Mile IQ. With tax season upon us, Americans are thinking about basic charitable giving and mortgage deductions. But many forget about mileage deductions, despite the fact that millions of Americans qualify for it. There are more than 60 million self-directed workers in the U.S., all of whom can take a tax deduction for the business miles they drive. According to the IRS, the mileage deduction is the single largest deduction for Schedule C filers. Mileage deductions are frequently audited, so knowing how to correctly track this information is critical. U.S. workers who use their personal vehicle for business purposes drive more than 12,000 miles per year on average, which could equal deductions of more than $6,900. Chuck Dietrich, co-founder MileIQ.
It's really important to have a reliable tracking system when deducting or expensing your mileage. Our app, MileIQ, available for iPhone and Android, automatically and accurately captures all of your drives and provides all the information you need for your mileage log.
For more, visit MileIQ.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer, then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948. Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allyn System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 after the top of the hour, our conversation continues with one and only Wayne Allyn Root, author of the book Relentless, and the number one fan and cheerleader for one Donald Trump. Wayne, the delegates breakdown right now, 678 for Donald Trump, 423 for Cruz, Kasich at 143. Even if Donald Trump does about 50% of the remaining delegates, he's, roughly about 30, 40 delegates away from, you know, sealing the deal. The math definitely is in his favor. Uphill battle for Cruz. I mean, he's got to hit something like 80%. And Kasich is doing something that he claims he's not. And I kind of like John. I don't mind him so much. But, you know, what he's trying to do here is, you know, take it to a contested convention. I don't think that's good for the GOP. I don't think it's good for the overall conduct. If your goal is to beat Hillary, we don't need to fracture like the Democratic Party is doing right now, do we?
Well, you know, excuse my vernacular, but I just think this is all freaking stupid. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. There's no, first of all, there's zero path to nomination for Kasich. If you do the math, he needs 107% of all the delegates still to go. And being that there's no such word as 107%, you can only...
Well, it's only in the Democratic Party during voting. That they're the only ones that go, because they use people who've died and use their vote.
In the inner city neighborhoods for Barack Obama, there's 107%. Voting, but the reality is Kasich shouldn't be in it. And to be honest with you, it's not just freaking stupid that Kasich's in it. It's freaking stupid that Ted Cruz is in it. I wrote a commentary for Fox News, and last week it was the number one most read article of any kind of Fox News in the opinion section. And it was the fact that Ted Cruz should put his ego aside, pick up the phone, call Donald Trump, and tell him I'm available to be your VP and end this whole thing right now. Because this is like a suicide march. There's nothing in it for Cruz or Kasich. There's no path to victory. I told you Kasich 107%, but you know Ted Cruz needs 83% of all delegates moving forward to beat Donald Trump. He's not getting 83%. Donald Trump is winning 50 to 53%, and there's no 83 possibilities here. As a matter of fact, every single event coming up other than Utah, which is 100% Mormon, and Glenn Beck is campaigning day and night and crying and comparing Ted Cruz to Jesus Christ and saying he comes straight from God, and maybe Mormons will buy that and he'll win in Utah. Other than that, well, the entire stretch up ahead is non-Ted Cruz territory. It's New York, New Jersey, California, more moderate states where Republicans are going to give a huge victory to Donald Trump. So how could you say Ted Cruz has a path forward? He has none. You know, the only thing he's won so far, little tiny caucus states that are mostly Christians coming to vote, and Ted just loves to scream about the Bible. Folks, this isn't going to win a general election. It's never going to work in a million years. Only Donald Trump can win in a general election, and these guys are all in a suicide run. They cannot win. And the thing that's the most freaking stupid is this idea that you could go to a convention and the will of the people doesn't matter. Republican voters voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump in almost every state so far. 60%+ of the states voted overwhelmingly for Trump. And you're telling me that my vote doesn't matter? And it's just, let's go to a convention, forget what everybody did, and put in a guy who either, in the case of Paul Ryan or Mitt Romney, has never run in one state in this election, has never gotten one vote, has never participated in one debate, and you're just going to stick them in over the guy that people voted for? Or John Kasich, who's 1-for-26 at this point, all he won is his own home state, barely, with his own campaign organization that he just ran for governor with, blanketing the state, and he barely beat Trump in his own state as a city governor. That's his one win and 26 losses, and he's deserving of the nomination? What are these people thinking?
Yeah, well, they're wasting time here right now, Wayne, and you and I know that. I mean, in terms of, and I agree with you, I think Ted Cruz and Donald Trump need to get together. I think Donald Trump kind of initially heralded a potential opportunity of a Trump-Cruz, you know, type of ballot, and I think that would be the balance that Trump needs, because he's got the white voter, but the minority voter he's getting creamed on, and he needs somebody to help, you know, bring some of the women back to offset what's going on, because we can get him the nomination. The you know, beating Hillary with some of these numbers, this is very tough. So a VP is going to be critical for him.
Well, look, I said Ted Cruz for VP because he gets you, agreement inside the Republican Party, the outsiders together, Trump and Cruz. And Cruz really is, even though he's a U.S. Senator, Bill, he really is an outsider. Everything about him is an outsider. They hate him, the establishment, almost as much as they hate Donald Trump. It's very close. It's kind of neck and neck who's hated more. And so you put them together, and together they control 80% of all the delegates. And the nomination is yours, and that's it. And he brings conservatives into the tent. He brings Christians into the tent. All that's good, and you march to the nomination, and no one could ever say another word. And in the general election, you've united all conservatives. And I think you win the election for that reason. So Ted Cruz would be good for that reason. What you just said brings up a whole different dynamic. I don't think Ted Cruz brings you women or blacks or even Hispanics just because he's Cuban. I don't think any polls show you Ted Cruz is popular with Hispanics. So I don't know that it does that for you. I think Donald Trump's the one who's got to go get, in the general election, women and Hispanics and blacks. I don't think the VP is going to do it for him. I certainly don't think Ted Cruz would. I think you got to go find a woman, or you got to find, you know, some sort of a minority that already has appeal to Hispanics. Most of them don't know Ted Cruz's name, I don't think, because the media, of course, is so prejudiced, they don't describe a Cuban American as an Hispanic. You know, right. They spend their time arguing a Cuban is not the same as a Mexican. If a Cuban was a Democrat, they'd say he's exactly the same.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a minority, right? But so Ted Cruz doesn't bring you that, to be honest with you. But he brings you conservatives and Christians, and he unites the party. So that was the reasons I picked Ted Cruz as a possible VP for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure who else is out there that really would bring you minorities. Maybe Ben Carson. Ben Carson wouldn't be the worst choice in the world. He's not a good debater, but everything else about him is good. You know, he's just a fabulous guy. Who doesn't like Ben Carson?
Carson's on the cabinet. I mean, he needs to find a place for him. And I think he needs to also find a place for Carly Fiorina. Carly Fiorina, though she's back
for Chris Christie.
He's gonna be the AG. We understand that. And that makes sense. I don't have a problem with that. But I think that there's some great people within the Republican Party, I know you agree with this, that have demonstrated their desire to serve. And, man, you've got some great talent here. And why not take advantage of that? And Trump's a businessman. He knows how to scour out talent, and he knows how to get people on his side. But I would say to you, in terms of, and not to overbeat the Hispanic issue with Cruz, is that look at what the Republican Party gave to the Hispanic community. And this has not been argued and developed as much as it should have been because of the infighting that's going on. But here it is. You had a party that gave you two Hispanics to choose from for the presidency. Come on, give me a break here. As opposed to the Democrats, you got a Democrat socialist, and you got somebody, you know, as someone says, who lies about lying. You know, but she's still a formidable force. There's no question about it. So, you know, I think those comparatives can be made, whether you use Susana Martinez and others, you know, to come alongside and help that cause a little bit to demonstrate. Because we've got to push the numbers up. Trump right now with Hispanics is too low. But I think there's some time to do this. But if we're going to do this infighting and worry about a contested convention all the way to Cleveland, then we're losing time here.
Well, I'd love to ask Hispanics what Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, what have they got that appeals to Hispanics? Nothing. Of course, you've got the media that paints them as, you know, wonderful and appealing to Hispanics. I guess you've got Chelsea Clinton, who made the comment, that's why I was on Fox News last night.
Right, the illegals, yeah.
That illegals should get Obamacare.
Yeah.
Does anyone understand how insane that comment is? Does anybody understand it? First of all, it's back to what Bill said, lie upon lie upon lie.
Yeah.
You're talking about Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Never include illegals in Obamacare, and now you got Chelsea saying my mom's going to include illegals in Obamacare, and then you got $19 trillion in debt that the Congressional Budget Office said is going to be $30 trillion, and now you want to add Obamacare for illegals. This is insanity.
Well, all Chelsea did was echo what Jerry Brown had already said, and that is in terms of validating the illegals. I mean, he's already given them California driver's license, and now he's saying they can vote as well.
It's all insanity because it's unaffordable. This is like a person who makes $50,000 a year saying, I'm spending $100 while I'm making $50, and now let's increase it to $350 because what the hell, it doesn't matter anymore. Well, you're headed for an absolute disastrous tragic bankruptcy.
Well, you're on your way to Greece, and there you are. Wayne Allen Root on Bill Martinez. Wayne, always great to have you with us. It's 28 after the top of the hour right now.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Mommy! I'm coming!
Unfortunately, the test has confirmed that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
Like a small boat.
This Easter.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
told me that's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The best of Bill Martinez live.
Whether we are rich or poor.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God!
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Kevin McKechnie is with us, the Executive Director of the Health Savings Account Council and the American Bankers Association Office of Insurance Advocacy, represents the HSA Council and ABA before Congress. And when you say words like health savings accounts, you know we got to talk about Obamacare and, you know, figure out what the heck is going on. I mean, last week we got the report that over half the exchanges are underwater. It's already cost us over $1 billion to manage this fiasco. The president is in Cuba having a good time singing Kumbaya with Raul and everybody there. And meanwhile, we're having to deal with Obamacare. Kevin, give it to us straight. Where are we with Obamacare?
Well, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on your show. Here's where we are. The exchanges are experiencing severe financial stress, and some of them are going down. The co-ops have already gone down. That's because the people in them came from an esoteric part of the law. It's called the HIPAA high risk pool. They tend to be chronically sick, and so they really weren't candidates for insurance. What they really needed was a payment plan. We've got an option that we think can help them. Health savings accounts allow you to save under your deductible, of course, on a tax-free basis. And so at least there's budget certainty for those people. But there's certainly no magic wand here.
Well, so here we got, and the other thing, too, to understand here is the Obamacare penalty now. People are paying, what, two times as much for the Obamacare penalty?
That's exactly right, and so the Affordable Care Act has made it significantly less affordable and significantly less available. And so Congress, of course, couldn't repeal the laws applying.
So what's the penalty now? It was $100 the first year.
And they're going to want to get rid of it as fast as they can. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. You don't have any ability under this law to buy insurance.
Yeah. Kevin, we're going to reconnect with you here because I want to make sure people are hearing what you're saying. Kevin, you know, what I want to find out from him, you know, is that we're paying two times as much for Obamacare penalty. It started at $100. I think in some cases it's more than $200 the penalty, so even higher than that. But I want to make sure I got that down right. Also, according to the latest poll, only 15% say they've actually benefited from Obamacare. I guess that's a the true test in the marketplace. I mean, if you only got 15%, then you know who makes up that 15%? I would say certainly. What remains a question, if you remember, with Obamacare, was all about that 30 million people, that donut hole of people that were being underserved or not served at all with health care. And Obamacare was the big champion for that 30 million. But even to this day, we still cannot get that number and figure out how much of, after all the money that we've spent on Obamacare and all the craziness we've gone through, there's no movement on that 30 million. We're not able to say, well, at least we've got 5 million of that 30 million. The question still remains. Kevin, I was just telling the folks that, according to one poll, only 15% say they've benefited from Obamacare. And if we remember, the big charging argument was that 30 million donut hole of people that were underserved or not served at all. And I cannot get, for the life of me, a number as to how much Obamacare has helped anybody in that 30 million group.
You're not wrong, and that's because the government has chosen specifically not to share that information with all of us. We don't know where they're enrolled. We don't know what plans they've bought. There are significant gaps in that information. For example, they can't tell you today how many people enrolled last year and how many people continue to be enrolled. And I think there's some disingenuity on that on the part of the government because they don't want to let people know just how unsuccessful it's been.
Well, this is such a mess. I mean, are they just hoping that after President Obama leaves that somebody's going to come up and clean it? Or are they somewhat resigned in the back rooms of the Beltway to say this is going to get repealed and replaced?
No, I think that, as a matter of fact, there's a story this morning in The Hill, a newspaper that circulates mostly within the Beltway, talking about how there's very little practical enthusiasm for repeal and replace simply because it's politically impossible given the structure of the Congress now and the president and the structure of what we think is going to happen to the Senate next year. 24 Democratic senators are up for re-election. Only, 24 Republican senators are up for re-election. Only 10 Democrats. That huge political risk may mean that the Senate flips, in which case there would probably be no ability whatsoever to pass the repeal bill out of the Democratic Senate. Mm. So both parties are looking for common sense things they can do to make it work a little better. For example, there's unanimity of opinion on repealing what's called the Cadillac tax. Very important for health savings account plans. Mm. To get rid of this, very important to unions that the Cadillac tax be repealed. And so we're helping along those lines. I think your listeners should be aware, though, that this is what we call the evil genius argument. Either this thing works, in which case market forces have been severely circumscribed, or it fails and we retreat to what was the most popular idea before Barack Obama became president, and that's currently Senator Sanders' idea, Medicare for everyone.
Can we possibly go back like that? Well, Medicare, because we're already there now, and they're already messing up with that, messing that whole idea up even further. So, I guess that's the only exit that you've got is let's give Medicare to everybody, right? And then in a sense, you got single payer.
Well, you do have single payer. You have something else, too, which is a very popular reform was the elimination of medical underwriting. Mm. And so no one wants to be rated for what diseases they bring with them to the gates of insurance. And as a practical matter, I suppose you can see that Medicare does not discriminate about how sick or how healthy you are. But of course, in that world, you hear about wellness all the time. Probably your city's just like Washington, choked with joggers and kayakers, people trying to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. All of those healthy people aren't going to be treated any better for being healthy. All the sick aren't going to be treated any worse for being sick. So you are going to have a disparity if that's the direction we go.
Well, it just seems that that's the only exit ramp that we can possibly take, doesn't it, Kevin?
That's it. That is the sole line of retreat. And so the idea here is either we're going to introduce more market forces or we're going to end up thinking about something else, which is to say padding out the entitlements that already exist. Importantly, health savings accounts predated the Affordable Care Act by some years, about 5 years, and they're here now. I think that I'd like to go with the Johns Hopkins neurosurgeon, Ben Carson, who said HSA is for everybody. I think yes. Mr. Trump has looked at that idea. So has Mr. Cruz. So has Mr. Ruby.
No, I agree with you that, you know, that needs to be a component that needs to be brought into the calculation, no doubt about it, Kevin. Kevin, what do you think about, did we lose him? Okay, let's see if possibly we can reconnect for him, if we can't. Well, that's okay. Let's just wrap this up here. Kevin McKechnie is the Executive Director of Health Savings Account. A little bit of telephone issues here in holding a connection. He is also with the American Bankers Association Office of Insurance Advocacy, represents the HSA Council and ABA before Congress. And, you know, what we're dealing with here is it's just a mess. I don't know how else to put it, whether it's Obamacare or as it evolves to Hillary Care. And well, it first started with Hillary Care, Obamacare, and if Donald Trump's going to come up with something. But, you know, we need to get everybody together. What I'm concerned about here is the delivery of health care. You know, what about the doctors? What about the hospitals? I mean, basically what's going to happen with Medicare is going to dictate to this profession. I mean, across the board, which we're not even bringing to the calculus. I mean, we're a free market system. And all of a sudden we're going to say, well, our health care now is going to be government run. And we're going to tell all these doctors that have spent all this money to get educated, become experts in their field, and we're going to say to them, hey, you know, this is what you charge now to a certain level of the delivery of services. So it's, I'll tell you, we are reworking everything. But, you know, this seems to be what America wants. America wants a national health care system. Medicare seems to be the easiest way to do it. I don't know. I mean, this is just going to be just an incredible process that we've gone through. And unfortunately, we've wasted a lot of time already with Obamacare. It's 19 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Oh, well, he's very popular, yes. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, bloods, wasteoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, let's keep the conversation going, ladies and gentlemen. We need you involved in that conversation. We're going to get this country back on track. This is a politically incorrect, correct free zone. Let's not go there. You know, why trip over our words? Because you don't want to offend anybody. The fact of the matter is this whole deal is offensive. Whether you want to talk about it or not, I say the whole deal. I'm talking about the direction that our country has been on for several decades. But if we're going to get this thing back on track, all hands on deck, we need to have the conversation. May be perceived as being a bit insensitive at times, but it only speaks of how far off the mark we've come that we can't have a normal conversation or a reasonable conversation about the problems that we deal with. Dan Perkins is with us right now, domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, DailySurge.com, and TheHill.com. Dan, it's always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine, thank you, Bill. Thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, Dan, you know, we have gotten so awkward with our communication, and how can we reason if I have to worry about every little jot and tittle that might offend you and cause you to run to go seek some sort of legal relief here and send me to jail for hate speech or something?
Yeah, you know, Bill, I was listening to your comments before we came on, and I think you're really right on the target, but I want to take your little piece of commentary about language and words just a little bit further. If you saw any of the film of the protest in Chicago that shut down the Trump rally,
exactly.
If you just listened to any of that rhetoric, there were more beeps than there were words. Mm. When you have to go and use derogatory language or offensive language to make your point, or vulgar and crude language to make your point, it seems to me that you're having a difficult time articulating fully what you believe, and so I think we have a real language problem. And in many respects, Bill, if you look at the people that are using this foul language, it's not the your people in our age, although we probably do use it, but not in a public sense. These are all young people. Mm-hmm. And you have to say to yourself, what did they learn in school about articulation, words, structure, sentences, the ability to communicate? Obviously not anything, because they're using foul language to condemn people. And they continue to use the sexist, the racist, the homophobe, all that descriptive language that Democrats have used for decades. Mm. They continue to use it.
That's the problem, yeah. Dan. It's been effective for them over the years. So why not follow suit? But now what's happening, thank you very much to Dr. Van Carson, knocking down some of these walls of political correctness, we now can answer back because it's like, okay, well, we've been through the lawsuits. Okay, if this is what we got to do, we're going to go through this process. But the challenge to the citizenry is to say, look, I love your passion. Have your passion, but give us some substance, please. Don't just waste my time with your emotion and feel like you got to regurgitate all your emotion on me just because you're upset. I mean, that doesn't move us forward. That doesn't solve the problem. That keeps us mired down in all this civil injustice and justifies this supposed inequality that continues. I say supposed, and I was going to go, how can you say supposed? It's real. Well, some of this is real, but some of it is self-applied because the victimization is what we've created here. And as long as you're victimized, then you can stay and you're entitled and that whole process. And it doesn't lift you in the area to where you need to be lifted and that you want to be in. Ultimately, you don't want to be counting on the government to dictate to you your quality of lifestyle.
Agreed. But, Bill, let me ask you this. Would the rhetoric be different at this point in time, on this day in late March? Would it be different if Donald Trump was not in the campaign?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt it'd be different. I think that there's certainly not as passionate, but it would be different.
Yeah. So what I think is what you're alluding to is that whether you like Mr. Trump or not is almost irrelevant. What you have to give Mr. Trump credit for is giving the American people somebody to stand up for them who says, you know, enough, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Right.
And I think that what Trump has done is he's empowered people to stand up and to tell publicly what they think. I've got a piece that I'm being reviewed right now, and the title of the piece, Chuck Schumer, : if the Republicans don't give us what we want, they'll be hell to pay,
mm-hmm.
comma, really? And I go on and talk about how for a long time the Democrats have used racism, homophobia, sexism as weapons against Republicans to get them to concede to their agenda. I think we would be in a different place in this country if Mr. Trump had not opened up his mouth and started talking about the issues that so many Americans believe are important to talk about.
Mm.
And this campaign would have been totally different.
Well, I agree with you, Dan. The challenge we have right now is that Mr. Trump and the country itself has to pick its battles. There's some low-lying fruit. There's things that we can affect change on in short order. Some of these things, I mean, you can get heavy into the weeds here, and we can end up with a contested convention. We can get ourselves all upset, and at the end of the day, we've done little to move the ball forward and to really push back because If something isn't affected, this is what concerns me more than anything. For all this stuff that's going on across this country and all this conversation, if we don't affect something, some change, come November, then it's business as usual. The Beltway feels justified, and they just keep on going. And we're looking at $30 trillion in debt in another 4 years.
Well, I think you're right, and I think that what Trump has done is created an opportunity for us to have a dialogue, to talk about those issues that are important to us as a nation. And I have to say, Bill, if you just look at the turnout in the Republican primaries, it's record turnouts everywhere you go. Democrats are not even anywhere near what they were in 2012. There is a level of anger in our country that in my 70 years, I have not seen as many people from so many different classes angry and upset about what Washington is not doing and they're not listening. And I have to give the credit for that to Mr. Trump. He changed the agenda.
Right.
And whether you're saying is, are we, as Americans, are we going to accept the agenda and do something about it, or are we just going to let it fall back to the way it's always been?
Exactly.
I hope it's the former, not the latter.
Well, I hope so with you. I'm optimistic about it, Dan. But with all the things that are coming against Donald Trump, you've got Soros on one end. You've got the GOP establishment, Lindsey Graham and all these people that are not trying to pull us together as the United States of America, pull the GOP together as a united front against. Come on, are you serious? You've got Hillary Clinton, who's lied to us three-way, Sunday. You and I were just talking off the air about it. I was familiar with the line. I hadn't thought about it coming from Face the Nations. And in terms of the person saying, she lies about lying. And you went on to say something else. They could turn down the volume. What was it you said?
This woman said she could turn down the volume, and just by watching her, she said, I could tell she's a liar, which I thought was amazing. But I know we're short on time, but just one follow up point.
Mm.
There's a reason why Soros and the Black Lives Matter and MoveOn.org and all of these people, all these organizations, and the mainstream Republican leadership, there's a reason why they're all going after Trump. In my opinion, Bill, the reason is because they are very much afraid of what he's going to do.
Right.
That he is going to change the status quo dramatically, and they are afraid of that, and so they're bringing out every weapon, every stone, every expletive, every terrible story to try and defeat him, because they know that America is more in line with Donald Trump than they are with MoveOn.org,
well, yeah, I mean,
or with the Republican leaders.
Are they going to be behind Hillary? That's another 4 years, maybe 8 years of President Obama to give us what we've got. I mean, really? Or a socialist, a Democrat socialist? Come on. Let's be real here. This is not socialism, though. The Democrats, I mean, they've really exposed themselves. I mean, they have given rise. I mean, they talk about what's given rise to Donald Trump. Who gave rise to Bernie Sanders but the Democratic Party?
Yeah.
And so look at the trajectory of that party. I mean, that they would actually embrace a Democratic socialist. Are you kidding me? This is the offering that you're going to give us, somebody who lies about lying and a Democrat socialist. And you sit there and say, oh, we need to get America back. Well, if you really want to get America back on track, then you better get behind somebody who's leading the parade here, I would think.
I agree. Absolutely, I agree. I did a piece on before the New Hampshire primary when Madeleine Albright said there's a special place in hell for women who don't support other women.
Yeah.
And I ended my piece that I wrote on that and said there's a special place in hell for people who go into a voting booth knowing that she lied and voting for her anyway.
Exactly. Dan Perkins, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Dan. Good to have you with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.